Chapman's Sister, Oakland, California, March 3, 1882. Dear Sister Chapman, I think of you every day and sympathize with you. What can I say to you in this, the greatest sorrow that has come to you in your life? Words fail me at this time. I can only commend you to God and to a compassionate Savior. In Him is rest and peace. From Him you may receive your consolation. Jesus loves and pities as we have no power to do. Jesus Christ Himself does sustain you. His everlasting arms are beneath. His words can heal. We cannot possibly penetrate into the secret counsels of God, the disappointments and distress and perplexities, the bereavements we meet are not to drive us from God, but bring us nearer to Him. How we pant and are weary and agonized in carrying ourselves and our burden. When we come to Jesus, feeling unable to bear these loads one instant longer, and lay them upon the burden bearer, rest and peace will come. We do go stumbling along under our heavy loads, making ourselves miserable every day, because we do not take to our hearts the gracious promises of God. He will accept us, all unworthy, through Jesus Christ. Never let us lose sight of the promise that Jesus loves us. His grace is waiting our demand upon it. My dear afflicted sister, I know by experience what you are passing through. I have been going over the road with you that I have so recently traveled. Come near, my dear sister, to Christ, the mighty healer. Jesus' love to us does not come in some wonderful way. This wonderful manner of His love was evidenced at His crucifixion, and the light of His love is reflected in bright beams from the cross of Calvary. Now it remains for us to accept that love, to appropriate the promises of God to ourselves. Just repose in Jesus. Rest in Him as a tired child rests in the arms of its mother. The Lord pities you. He loves you. The Lord's arms are beneath you. You have not reined yourself up to feel and to hear, but just repose, trust in God, wounded and bruised. A compassionate hand is stretched out to bind up your wounds. He will be more precious to your soul than the choicest friend, and all that can be desired is not comparable to Him. Only believe Him, only trust Him. Your friend in affliction, one who knows.